That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Hello, community. We got on the lead guitar.
Hello, Jock.
Richie Wan on the drum, son.
Ah, welcome.
Sunday, bloody, bloody Sunday. Rory bloody Sloan, here we go.
Montempelli, Jock.
Oh, hell. I've had a horrible anus.
Bottom smelly Montempelli.
Oh, hell.
More than half they prick on this man. He's got 79.
Yeah, we knew they were coming for him. We knew, expect more of that.
Jock, are you here saying that you had Sloan as captain?
I had Rory Sloan as captain. I didn't score 2,000.
It's okay, Jock.
I'm not letting it get me down, mate.
Not at all.
Great bloody challenge.
This year is proving to be...
Horrible anus.
Anus horribilis.
I agree, mate.
Beams underperforming Selwood. Good news that Rockcliffe underperformed again. He will come in cheap.
Oh,
in
he's going to be cheery, cheery right before too long.
James Kelly owners will be disappointed with that. And Van Berlo stunk it up.
There's you fellas and chicks out there that bought him in for Patrick Cripps a couple of rounds back. Bow your heads and beg for mercy.
There's always good news to Mr. Jock.
There's always silver lining under the clouds.
Yeah, tiger shit, doggy good. Couple good signs. Cracker on the bubble.
On the on bubble. The Here bubble. We go, I'm going to do a bubble noise. Did you hear was that?
I think you do better. You wet your lip little more and do better.
Hey?
Okay.
Two pairs of 82s, two of them.
I give you better bubble.
Yeah. Oh, that's poppy. Oh, gee whiz. Look, there's an actual bubble right here in the studio. That's wonderful. But he's on the bubble, isn't he, Nathan Cracker? 82. If you haven't got him, you have to get him in this week.
Jock.
Yes, mate.
I would like to propose a
trade.
Jock, I would like to propose a trade for the week.
Stunning. Straight off the bat. You're just coming straight in like a rhinoceros. You've had a much better week, haven't you, mate?
Yes, Jock. Much better week. Approximately 2,150. Not outstanding.
That's pretty good this week, Peter.
Yet should have me back in the game.
Well done, mate. And Crouching, you're back as well, aren't you, mate?
I'm not even look at team.
Come on, Crouching, that's not the spirit.
I'm too busy drinking can and fighting after shit tiger game.
Has Clarkson been in the cave yet? Poor Alistair Clarkson. Oh, he's been...
He drink rum cam too.
He's been discriminated against. All he did was left cross a bloke in the chin.
I saw him in the bungalow, Jock.
Yeah.
Alistair, emotions are fickle. Do you feel that you let your emotions get control of you in this instance?
Yeah, you and I have known each other for a long period of time. And I reckon you put your journalism above our friendship.
Now, hang on, Clarko. Don't you ever come in here and have a crack at my friend, Peter Higginbottom. Are you all right, Peter?
Yes, Jock. I feel he has some anger
You've
management
You've got bloody
issues.
Anger issues, Alistair. I've said that to you since you were a boy. You've got all that pent-up anger in the box. Why don't you just feed the old chooks? That just releases a bit of tension. You're sitting there all revved up in the box. Why don't you just have a bit of the masturbation?
Oh, Mr. Jock.
Well, you know what it's like, Alistair, sitting there in the box, don't you mind?
When it's just sitting right in front of you and you can just grab it, it's just... feel like you can touch it. It's just so hard.
I'll just rain on your parade. You had a trade proposal for us.
Yes, with Isaac Heaney scoring a 7 with an ankle injury, which could have him sidelined, I think it is time to go Heaney at approximately 230K down to Cracker.
You're calling it now.
I am calling it very early. However, that 7, Heaney was only ever going to be in our sides up until the buys. That 7 will run for a few weeks when he returns.
Explain to the community out there, what do you mean by that 7 will run for a few weeks? What's that mean?
A 3-week rolling average, Jock.
Yeah.
So his next 2 games will suffer due to the 7. He has approximately made us 90K. I feel it is time to pull the trigger early on Heaney.
Controversial call.
Very
ballsy
controversial.
Ballsy call. I bloody love it, Peter. I don't think we should wait around and stuff around. Crouching one, have you got Heaney, Shan?
I do have Heaney.
I love this call.
I like this bloody clacker. He got 82 and 82.
What would you advise for me? I've had cracker since day dot. Is there anyone else? I know Blaine Bokehorst looked pretty good. He only scored a 55 for Carlton. Why they didn't select him earlier, I'll never know. He injected some real important run and vigour to Carlton. Also, I saw him as a solid selection. 13 possessions, 10 of them by foot. Would you advise someone like me? I'm playing devil's avocado here, of course, boys. To look at someone like Blaine Bokehorst for Heaney.
Devil's advocate, Jock. I'm not sure on Bokehorst. Slightly more expensive. I do expect more game time. However, the value add will not nearly be as much as Cracker. Another option for Heaney is if he is not named and you are without a loophole, before his price is affected by that 7, you could potentially use him as a loophole candidate.
Interesting. Some of us have every single player playing. I heard people saying things like, you bloody beauty, Brett Goods wasn't named, I can use him as loophole. I had a couple of tweets today. This is more an educational thing than anything else. People thinking about bringing in Patrick Cripps after that 172. What are we going to advise people thinking about bringing in young Patrick Cripps? He's up around 300 grand. 33 possessions, 23 of them contested against a lackluster St Kilda team who ran out of legs in the second quarter. Would I be pretty strong in saying you do not look to bring in someone like Patrick Cripps in this paradigm?
Correct. He priced at approximately 300k now, averaging 105, given that 172 bias. It was against St Kilda. He will draw attention now, given the decimation to the Carlton squad. He will still appreciate a break-even of negative 100, Jock. However, we are focusing solely on trading down.
Yes.
Thus, the cracker selection, 100K, and banking money to trade up. Now is not the time to be picking up players for 300K.
Correct.
We will not be having him in our final teams. It is a flawed move.
And it's time to start planning, because another thing's become very apparent. We've got quite a few midfielders who will drop in cash significantly over the coming weeks.
This what I like.
G'day, Crouching, Jock and Higo. Geez, I love this Supercoach game. One minute you're flying and the next minute you're dumped on your bum. Just like life, really. The one good thing about the topsy-turvy performance of so-called super premiums this year is that everyone is still in the game. Anything can happen with Supercoach this year, and I, for one, am looking forward to the ride. You blokes have become the very welcome sluiceway for the community who follow Supercoach, and I love each of you for it. Let's go over the hill together, boys, and meet whatever obstacles come our way with humour and optimism. Go, you good thing.
How good's it to hear from Howard? And I'm stunned, as always, by the ability of our very own community just to pick us up, you know, and show us a mirror and say things are pretty bloody good. I don't know what a sluicey, what's a sluice-o?
A sluice way, as referenced by the great Howard. Jock, I am quite confident to say that a sluiceway is a filtering water channel, most often associated with gold mining. It filters out the unwanted matter and retains the mineral gold, a sluiceway. And so basically Howard is referencing the importance of the community as making sure we focus on the positives, filter out
impurities. I'm with you.
And the classic example is trading traps, being hell-bent on the negative, such as not worrying about that which you cannot control.
And not worrying about sideways trading your premiums. Sticking fat with him because of the sluices.
And I would see Patrick Cripps as
a sluiceway. He's the shit.
The waste water.
The waste water.
Yes, Jock.
I'm with you. I'm not saying he's shit. I'm saying he did very well. But didn't he come up with a good point? This is a difficult year. Everyone's in the same front driver's seat of carnage. I'm yet to hear of someone who hasn't been affected by this bloody... Yeah, look at my team. Judd, Heaney, Minson, Kane Lambert, Robbie Gray. I'm yet to meet someone that isn't affected. We're all on this ride together.
Yeah,
down the sluice way of course, of highways, of gold.
Tablet, wine, battle, yeah. All these plick have problem. It Mr. Joe, I have very important thing to say you.
Everything you say is important, Crouchy. You're
welcome.
Don't let anyone say otherwise.
Very important thing I say you is that Tom Lockliffe, he scored bloody 63 today. This mean he averaged 55 today, average 63. This mean, couple week, we maybe pick up Tom Lockliffe's son much cheaper.
This is looking like a beautiful, beautiful... He's got, what's he got? He'll have the round 11 bye. Will we come across an awkward situation of his price bottoming out, say, round 8? Because there'll be a decision to make. Because I can see it already, because I can see things in advance, because I'm the father of fantasy. In round 8, if he rock bottoms, would you go and bring him in regardless of the upcoming buys?
Big call, Jock. Big call.
He could start this week. They've got Gold Coast, this Shatney. It could begin this week.
If Rockliffe scores 100 this week, he will drop by about 83k. And if he continues to score 100 after this week, he could be obtained for under 550k.
Under 550?
In round 6. Goodness now, me. That sort of value must be looked at.
You can't ignore that.
Regardless of buy or no buy.
I'll bring him in regardless of the upcoming buy as well.
I feel Rockliffe will be one of the most heavily traded into stock in the coming weeks.
I'm also having a close eye at Matthew Prittis. Recent scores of 88 and 96. He's already deprecated $50,000, Peter.
Depreciated, Jock.
Down to 550-odd. He had 28 touches, 22 by hand, which isn't what we want to see, but he's finding the pill. He'll have GWS this Saturday. He's got a round 13 by. Matthew Prittis is another one I'm looking pretty strongly at, along with JPK. JPK's finding form. He's got that 61 in round 3 that'll stick around for a little while. Break even up around 150. He's already down around sort of 570,000.
A couple more weeks and JPK could be a bargain.
Stephen Johnson, are his days of relevance over? I want to put that to you. He started sub. He didn't come on till the third quarter this week, boys. What do we do with Stephen Johnson?
I think he's relevant, Mr. Jock.
Right, eh?
I think he's relevant. Could get Stevie J bloody under 450.
And he's like this, he's moody.
Oh, and he can pump out big score.
And when he goes big, he goes big for a good month, a good 2 months.
Yes, the cheap Stevie J, bloody very interesting pick.
Michael Barlow's already dripped 63 grand. He's only around 536. Scores of 54 and 66 over the last fortnight. And there's another bloke that we know.
Excellent
when he
job.
Rises, he rises. He has his low patches. This is what we should be focusing on. We should be sucking the marrow out of it. delicious, you know, sucking the marrow for these fallen premiums.
And this is the sluice way that Howard was referencing. We must be looking at benefiting in these times of economic uncertainty.
Kieran Jack, 54 this week, 69 last week. He's dripped 65k and he's already down around 500 grand. And he'll have a bloody break even up around 180 as well. Kieran Jack.
Bloody Luke Parker.
Luke Parker.
He bloody gun.
Yeah.
You'll pick him up for under 500 very soon.
Still 140 break even.
Bang.
He started bloody terribly. He could not touch the ball, but I saw something just click in his cortex. Came home with 22 and looked like he started to find some form. So maybe we look against Western Bulldogs this Saturday and look to him. Yeah?
Excellent, Jock.
Exciting bloody time.
Sage advice, I suggest we go to the speak pipe.
Absolutely.
Hi, Jock. Hi, Crouching. Hi, Higo. It's Charlesy here, a very sad Charlesy. I have the Sloan dog as my captain, as many others have, and it's going to cost me all 5 of my games. Why have the super coach gods forsaken me? Please advise, Jock.
Crouching one, see a delight dog.
Yeah, you went there.
Yes, couple can. And, I hear very special song just before game.
Oh, is this when Rory came out?
Yes, when Rory ran through Banner,
they put him on a horse.
He on horse with a very small genital. You played this song.
Righto.
He thundered across the west upon a silver-white stallion, appearing out of nowhere to strike down injustice or outlawry, and then vanishing as mysteriously as he came. His sign was a silver bullet. His name was the Lone Ranger.
Yes, the writing was on the wall when Glenn McGrath jumped out and shot the horse jock.
Someone needs to get Glenn some help. And that stuffed him. I think he got concussion, Rory Sloane. What did he end up with, 55?
He maybe need Clark or help.
I think we have to have a chat to the community about captaincy score greed, which is creeping in a little bit as well, boys. We haven't got Gary Ablett Jr. to rely on anymore. I know personally of a few people that had a 118 score that they could have taken on the loop and they went to Rory Sloane and paid the penalty.
It could have been you, Jock.
No. I had Joe bloody watching. I thought he'd blow the roof off the joint Manjack Day.
We are living in fickle times.
Yeah.
Our premiums have never been more unpredictable.
Correct.
Our use of VC is important.
It is.
And I am feeling now, yes, 110 is almost a bankable score, Jock.
Well, I completely agree with you. A little bit of carnage, Jack Martin. I know Dexter wrote up Jack Martin on the weekend. He's done his ankle, subbed off at half-time. 36 Supercoach points, 377. Jared Roughhead, 46 after scoring a 173, and we advise people against going there. Oh, gee, she's a fickle season, Peter.
People must be holding trades, Jock.
I think so.
It is now a time to bunker down. It appears now that without even faith in premiums and those going to Brody Smith this weekend in defence would have been sorely disappointed.
What did he score?
Approximately 65.
Oh, Jock. Gee whiz. Yeah, that's 65. Not good enough.
Very hard to pick any premiums at this early stage.
And I know I've been looking forward just to picking off the defenders as they emerge. I'm not sure we have enough intelligence in front of us, Rui, identifying those premium defenders. I know Cale Hooker was good with 109. He's averaged 116. He'll be around 5.11k with a break-even around 38. Oh, he wiped the floor with Travis Clark. He had 21 posies, 15 of them kicks, but I'm not sure of Cale Hooker and his long-term relevance of a defender, especially as Hibbert started to come on a bit on the weekend. There's a few other boys bobbing up there, and I'm just not sure enough about him, Hig.
Are we sure that Tom McDonald is the real deal, Jock?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. 465 is about the price. What's he scored up? Well, his first two rounds he was up over 120, and he's backed that up with a 95 and a 97 now. He's already appreciated 84, you know. Paying 465 for him, though, I'm not overly aroused at that either. I don't know. We haven't got enough intelligence behind us. We haven't seen a good half a season of solidness out of these boys.
Okay, we not have this prick, but what you do if you have the gift?
Oh, who the hell am I? Most of you should be having extreme faith in his ability to transverse adversity.
He averaged 83. This is what we expect.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
We expect this, but he just scored 58.
He looked crap too. Did you see him?
Oh.
He was just handballing it up in the air. He looked bloody terrible.
I think you just have to keep this prick.
Yeah, I think we just stick with our defensive structures.
Yeah, it's too hard to pick other men.
Prioritise your midfield, maybe even your forward line. I mean, if there's one bloke I'd say, and you brought this up last week, and I think he performed better than his 72, I think Cade Simpson should be a real option moving forward. Break even will be up a bit high, but he's one that I'll be looking to pick off.
Yes, Jock, good call. Currently averaging 86 and a break even of approximately 130 this week. We could be look to picking him off at maybe even 450.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And he's the type of player we expect to average at the 95.
Yeah.
Cade Simpson should be high on our radar going forward.
Alex Rance, pretty consistent. Can he keep doing it? I'm not sure. Jesse Hogan, Hulk bloody Hogan, gave him a bath. And that's the first time we've seen Rance touched up.
This good thing about this year. The bloody rookies get the bloody job done.
That's right.
Vandenberg, Hogan, Grip,
yes.
Oh, they all score big point.
They're doing really bloody
all
well.
All score big point.
Yeah, even Oxley down back, he's been all right.
He bit shit on Anzac Day, but we all have many men generate cash.
Yes.
We hold trade few more week, and then bang, bang, bang.
Did you see the game of White Cross? 19 possession, 8 marks. Can you do that bubble noise crouching one?
Oh, okay.
That's bloody good, mate. He'll have a break even down around 8. Brendan Whitecross, 2 solid games, up around 198. I can't see a scenario where he comes into my team.
No, Jock, 200. There are other cheaper options, such as Collard Agony for Geelong, not Cade. Andrew Harris, Andrew's boy, will have a negative 28 break even, who is approximately 80 grand cheaper. Do not want to be buying into at 200.
Nah. Jake Kelly. Adelaide boys had 2 games now, and he's on the bubble as well, so he might be worth a look this week. But it's hard to see the scenarios where you'd bring these boys in down back unless you're keen on weakening your defensive structures with a failed mid-pricer like a Cade Collard-Jasny, but I wouldn't be prioritising that sort of stuff at this stage of the season.
Yeah, one rookie cracker.
Yeah.
One rookie. You look him.
Hang on, we got a call in from Lekdog, which I think is important.
Ah.
Jock, crouching one, Higo, Lekdog here. How are you? Hope the weekend served you well. Robbie Tarrant, get him in.
This kid can play, and he's had a few roles, hasn't he, Peter? And his roles, he's done very bloody well.
Andre Schultz, the week prior, 107.
Kicked his ass.
Yes, and played a bit on the resting ruck for Geelong with a 118.
Mm.
Played a bit on Stanley. At 144, 700, Jock. Not quite bargain basement. However, a break-even of negative 145. Perhaps those still holding a Kane Lambert or a Tom Lamb type.
Well, that's my scenario.
Yes, Jock.
You read me one. I've got Kane Lambert. Cade Lambert's in the middle. I'll rotate him and flip him with Cracker, put Cracker back up into the guts, and I'm likely to bring in Robbie Tarrant this week. This kid is going to be a cash generation monolith.
Excellent.
Well, let's be honest, if he keeps bloody scoring like this, doing jobs and running off blokes like he is, he could be in it.
We already have much cash generation. Everyone have Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone have Clark. Everyone have all these men make cash.
Yeah. No. There is definitely still scope to build your cash generation capacity. This is the Rats of Tobruk, the second wave of the Light Horsemen of the Rats of Tobruk. That's when those rookies, we call them the second wave, this is almost the last opportunity to get rookies into your team that will make meaningful cash for your team that you can in future move into your premium hood.
You waste another bloody trade.
Not waste. I'm not wasting. Kane Lambert, he's here for another 4 or 6. I want Robbie Tarrant on. And for the other thing, he's got to be good backup. If he scores me bloody 115 points, Robbie Tarrant's a bloke I want in my team. You know? And he's a rat of Tobruk.
What is rat of Tobruk?
Oh, it's a long story, mate, but it's a stratagem that we worked on back in the days of Dandy's score. It's the second charge of the Light Brigade. This isn't working very well, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll move on, I think.
I feel we move on with next step.
Oh, thank Christ, Wayne's calling.
I think I can feel his call coming on. Jock.
Let's put that in right now.
Jock, we have Wayno on the line.
Wayno, how are you, my buddy?
Bloody skin flute, Uncle Jock. What the bloody hell happened?
Got the bloody chop, mate.
Oh, crap. After last week, 95 last week or something, then Bevo, look, I love the bastard, don't you worry, but chopped him for bloody Ace Cordy, fair dinkum.
Well, I don't know, did the skin flute get sprung with a skin flute performance by Beveridge's missus or something?
Something's happened there. Maybe he's come just home and seen, the skin flute at his house. Yeah, who bloody knows, Uncle Doc?
Oh, did you get rid of him, mate, or did you keep him? Did you whack him on the bench?
No, I had nothing. I had to cop the donut, fellas, but still, I did pretty well, fellas. I ended up getting 2,082, and that's with the skin flute as a doughy and Isaac Heaney with his crap 7. So, still, I did pretty well this week, fellas.
Excellent, Wayne, and a lot to be said for being brave to cop the donut.
That's true.
Yeah. I copped a bloody doughy. I was that close to going Zach Smith or something like that. Or even, I thought, well, stuff this. I got bloody Ace Corey. I don't care. you know, but I just copped a doughy, and so we'll just see if he's named this week, I suppose, fellas.
I commend you on your discipline, Wayne. Wayne, what are we looking at on the landscape this week? Do you have anything in terms of hot tips?
This is the probably the biggest hot tip, but you've got to have some bloody bandula in your bank account, fellas, all right? Roll tape,
fellas. Oh, yeah. Wayne's hot tip, got to go off your tits. Oh, yeah. Wayne,
ah. All right, fellas, look, I don't care what you got, who you got, even if you got Sam Jacobs, I don't care. Swap him. You've got to get Goldstein from North Melbourne into your ruck. He has to be a number one ruckman. I don't care what you do. You just got to get this guy in. He's a bloody champion. He's just smashing up, fellas. What do you reckon?
Oh, this bloody good call, Wayne. He smashed out 150 bloody one. Have low black even. So he got up in price. How much he cost, Mr. Jock?
He's going to be around 625K.
Oh, this big ball.
Yeah, 41 bloody hitouts, but 21 possessions and a goal to go with it. I want to ask you, blokes. I know, Crouching, you don't like to suck on the exhaust pipe of cars once they've already taken off. Would you be sucking on Goldstein's exhaust pipe? And you're opening yourself up to that trade bloody ruck merry-go-round if you go chasing him, aren't you?
I think why not straight on the money.
No, I don't agree.
He number one ruck. He gives score this year. You listen this. 100, 150, 410, 151. Average 129. I think he finish year number one ruck.
Yeah, I don't know. But what sort of scenario would you consider bringing him in? Are you talking for an injury, something like a Minson? Or would you be doing something like an underperforming like a Mumford across to him?
Jock, Bell Chambers has plateaued at this
point. Oh, that guy's a pile of crap. If you got him,
agreed.
You get rid of him.
Bell Chambers is in many teams. He has plateaued at his average of approximately 60. I feel he is a liability to your team.
But why'd you bring him in? I want to ask you, boys. If you selected Tom Bell Chambers, what was the purpose for his selection?
Cash generation, Jock. And I feel he has peaked early, given his output of approximately 60s.
Well, I've got a case study for you. JL, I've got a case study. They do these in schools, Wayno. You do a story that's like something, like a story.
Okay, yeah, all right. I'm all ears.
This week, Minson, out. Who did I have there to switch up into me rucks to give me coverage?
The Bell Chamber.
For whom doth the bell toll? He told for me. And I brought him into me team.
You're trading.
I didn't bring him. No, hang on. I didn't bring him in me team. I switched him up from the forward line into the ruck, and that's why I had him. That's why I don't think we should be getting rid of him, because that backup's bloody critical.
Agreed. And the other important consideration, Todd Goldstein at 625K, you are buying into a player at almost a peak.
Yeah.
Almost a peak. The name of the game is cash for points. A spend of 625 is basically banking on Bell Chambers averaging 120 plus from here on out.
I just want to discourage people from trading too much in the rucks.
Yes, actually, Jock, having thought of that, it is a risky, big spend.
Interesting. We should probably fill in the community. We've been in fantasy football for a long time. And before it, the game was changed to Supercoach, it was actually called Cash for Points. So you're literally correct.
And prior to that, Dandy Score.
Dandy Score, yeah, they were good times.
That's what bloody Dad calls it. Every time he goes, Dandy, he's doing it on the Dandy Score. I've scored bloody Supercoach.
The major sponsor, was Dandy Slacks.
They were good. They were
in
good
Swanston
slack.
Street, yeah. Yes, a fine slack.
We used to go in there in Christmas time. He'd go, look at the Christmas windows and just go by Dandy Slacks.
Dad always goes, his dad reckons they're the best pair of trousers. He still has those trousers from that bloody shop. He loves it.
Yeah, they got bought out by some fat cat from bloody City Hall and the game changed.
Yes, and primos were referred to as dandies.
dandies.
And the penny bangers.
Penny bangers. They were great times. The rookies. Then yes. You had the, when they first brought in the dual position plays, we called them the Catherine Wheels. Didn't we? That was wonderful. Another bloody name change. You know, good community man, Greg out there, you listening? He was behemoth when they changed bloody spud bits to barbecue shapes. I still remember his rage.
Agreed.
Why not?
What?
Wonderful call in, mate. It's always good to hear from you, son.
No, it's fellas. Oh, well, look, fellas, I don't care who you are. You just got to get that bloody... look, you can bloody sit here and talk about things. Oh, it's too much money.
Yeah.
This gold thing, he's just got to be your number one ruckman. I'm going to try bloody hard to get him in there. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I've got no cash left. I've got nothing. I've got bloody nothing. I've got Skim Flute, who's a bloody stinker, and Nick Knapp, who's not doing too bad, but bloody hell, I've got to get bloody Goldstein in there. I love him.
You're right, mate.
Excellent, Wayne.
Good on you, Shan.
Bye, fellas. See you, fellas.
See you, mate.
Bye, Wayne. Oh.
Boy, she's getting a bit colder out there. It's starting to feel like real bloody footy season.
Agreed, Jock.
And you know, as the weather gets darker, colder and wetter, there's no better place to be than nestled away in a private cocoon of luxurious comfort in the mysterious world of an exotic limousine.
Oh, lovely, Mr. Jock.
A happy place where the prying eyes... Maybe this is a happy place for Alistair Clarkson.
Yes.
Just to
hide
himself away.
Limousine.
Yeah, put a little school bag on his lap or something.
Yes.
And just go to town on himself.
Or maybe he punches it out of himself in limousine.
If it makes him happy, that's fine. It's a happy place where the prying eyes of the world outside cannot see into your private party with you and your closest of friends. Neon red, blue, green and gold laser lighting illuminating the joyous faces surrounding you. Illuminating the joyous faces. The sparkling champagne and ice cold beer going down like God's old nectar. As your favourite tunes thump out of high quality sound systems and the world outside is gone and forgotten. For nights like these with people you love, make it happen with Exotic Limo Melbourne. With over 100 stretch limousines and Hummers available nationwide, you can bet your last dollar on these guys having everything you need for your next special occasion. Head up. Geez, are these boys bloody stretching the 30-second friendship or what, Peter?
Jock.
Geez, Exotic, I've been reading for half an hour.
It's a stretch limo. I very much look forward to a stretch limo occasion with Mother, Jock. Mother's Day is coming up.
We should get you in there.
I feel a stretch limo ride to the Dandenongs for some Devonshire tea.
It would be lovely. Well, you should hit up exoticlimo.com.au or pick up the phone and dial 1300 532 532 and tell them Jock sent you.
I will do that, Jock.
You should do that, mate.
Hello, fellas. It's the Governor here. We've seen some underperforming rookies this week, like McIntosh, Oxley, Saad and Isaac Eaney. Now, on Twitter, I've seen people thinking about doing the one down, one up. Your favourite, Crouching. My personal preference at this time of year is trading down. Build up that war chest and make an onslaught towards the buy rounds. We look at trading people like Isaac Eaney to Nathan Cracker, up forward, and you still have Tom Lamb, maybe even Christian Salem. He'll have a low break even, but he looks to be slowing down a bit. Robbie Tarrant looks the goods for North Melbourne, playing up back, taking plenty of contested marks and rebounding from defence. With 200s, he looks to be a great choice. What do you think, fellas? Build a war chest or one up, one down at this stage? Cheers.
Sound advice from the Governor, boys.
Agree, Jock, and I think this forms the basis of our discussion this evening.
Completely. Back your premiums. Start to move on a few of those Heaney and rookie boys and start building your team. Would that be fair?
You trade us. You trade us. Who gives shit you run that trade?
How's it go?
Bang, bang.
Have a good week, community.
Bang, bang. I kick your ass.
His name was the Lone Ranger.